What's your sign say?
Arizona, what are you doing?
To lend my support to the voices here in downtown LA, all of LA, against, you know, okay, legal reform, yes, of course, but more precisely, the travesty that has become, the embarrassment has become Arizona to the rest of the world.
Last year, there was probably 5% American flags, and now I notice it's at least 80% people carrying American flags. Last year, it seemed to be a very hostile crowd with flags representing, you know, all of South America and Mexico, and kind of antagonistic, but not this year. I sense that there's some fear that they may, you know, maybe some laws pending for California.
Los Angeles! Gracias, les damos la gente de Arizona!
I hate the Arizona law because it just allows so much, you know, unreasonable stop and search. They have to refine it. If they want to make some kind of law, great, we'll refine the damn thing.
They're just racial profiling. They're going by the color, and they basically know that the majority of people that are going to be affected are brown people, people of color, basically.
I really think that it's very draconian, and I think that it's against the people that are really helping the country be lifted economically. And also, I mean, I definitely think it's racism, racial profiling, and I think that there's other ways to be doing things.
I don't think everybody's really aware of what the law actually states, but the reality is our federal government has failed Arizona, and they're experiencing a lot of problems because of immigration. They're just doing what they have to do to protect their citizens, because there's many ranchers that have been murdered on the border from illegal immigrants.
Arizona's got to wake up, man.
Yeah, I already get harassed by Mexican cops, LAPD. Imagine,
that's right, man.
Imagine.
The Arizona law, okay, I don't hate it. I just don't understand it. We are in the shadow and working with our papers. And we've been mistreated sometimes. My t-shirt is the Arizona law. With this mark, and we send back home.
In Arizona and border towns especially, hate on the brown people. It allows police to pull you over if you're showing suspicious behavior of any kind, and they can check to see, you know, your ID or your papers or whatever you have. Stop the hate.
Hate is a little bit weak. I think it's outrageous that you should pass a law like that. It does nothing whatsoever to solve the problem. And all it does is create more hate and animosity on both sides.
I don't really use the word hate very much, but I think the new Arizona law is hate, and I disagree with it.
But there still has to be immigration law. We just can't allow people to just indiscriminately come across the borders, and then just because they're here, they should be legal. I don't think that's the right answer.
I know people that have been here for 15, 20, 25 years, and they can't do nothing. They're actually like in jail in their own house because they can't go to the market, they can't go get gas, they can't go to school. So something has to be done.
It's a huge problem, obviously, because now we have, I don't know how many millions of illegal immigrants in the United States, and it's a very difficult issue.